because it is a really hard day. You know, you don't know if you're going to lose a teammate, gain a teammate. Does he fit in? What happens to the person if he does go? It's not an easy day to manage today. And, you know, your routines are somewhat, they wouldn't be disturbed, but your mind is really certainly is your focus. You're not sure what's what, you know, like you're 2 o'clock, you're trying to sort out what have we done here? Have we done anything? Or, have we helped ourselves? Have we not? So there's a whole lot of different things attached to that. So it's a tough day for players for a lot of different reasons.
Would you be willing to share with us how much you talked to the GM about your team's chemistry and, how much do you want to guard what you have right now and how much are you able to say to your boss about that?
Yeah, you know what? I've had conversations with Chevy. I haven't been in there for long periods of time. You know, they know our players. They want to get, from me, probably just an insight on what I feel the impact would be, good and bad, that type of stuff. The stuff, the normal stuff that happens. And when I was in Columbus and Hitch got let go, it was the same thing in Columbus. They called me on the phone. They'd say, look, we're looking to move this guy. How's that affect everything? What do you think? Do you see him long term? And I was only there on an interim basis, you know, so I'm a little bit more, I wouldn't say I'm more involved here, but I'm a little bit. They do their stuff there, and what's good is that I give some input to the questions, and then that's it. I don't sit around and listen to the whole thing, and I just they allow me to focus on the task, and that's what I'm trying to focus on. And it's for us, as we played Edmonton, and that's what I try to focus on. I don't get too involved in that stuff.
I guess the other question is your chemistry good? Do you have a good room? You've been around lots of teams. Is this a close knit group?
I think our chemistry is great, and that's always the fear. You know, when you have good chemistry is, does this work? Does this go? And, what's been difficult is that we're flirting with that line, and that makes things, a little more complex because what are you doing on a day like today? So, but that's all good stuff. That's what we want to do. We want to be competing today, and we want to be competing to get in the playoffs. That's where we wanted to be at this time of year, and we're happy with that.
Zach Bogosian a player for tonight?
Zach will be a game time decision, but he looked good. Skated with us for the first time, so we'll see. We'll see tonight.
Where does Grant Clitson fit
in? You know what? I had Grant in Columbus, and I liked him. I didn't have him for a long time, but I liked him. He was a smart player. I thought he shoots the puck real well. He's got good hockey intelligence, moves the puck tape to tape, understands how to play. He's reliable defensively. He's a 5'11 defenseman, but to me he looked like a player that was looked like he was able to play in the league. And then when I left, I think he played power play and stuff like that when I left, and his time has been diminished. But from what I remember him, I liked him. I liked what he brought to the table. He was a very reliable defenseman.
Any chance he plays tonight?
I have no idea. I have no idea of any particulars on where, what. I don't even know where they are. I have no idea. I'm not anticipating that. Let's put it that way.
What does he do to that crowd you already have on the blue line?
Well, my philosophy is very much like the rest of our organization, is you can never have enough defensemen. And he adds another defenseman, and I think those guys are, you can never have enough. And we went through it last year. We went through, this year at the start of the year, we went through 12 Ds. So for me, it's another defenseman that looks like he can play in the league. What he does with our group is he just becomes another part back there, and we'll just figure out how to manage it.
You told me you're putting your lineup together for Edmonton tonight. Because of the nature of today,
I'm playing who I see this morning, and that's it. If something happens, then I'll just act accordingly. If something happened, I'm not sure what that would be, and is it going to happen with 23 people? I don't think so. So, I've got my lineup, my we're ready to go here. The task for me isn't so much the lineup. It's going to be the focus. That's going to be the task, you know, like they're all big games at this point, and we're playing a team that has numbers very similar to us, you know, in the goals for, goals against. They got a good power play. They got some dynamic young players, and we're focusing on Edmonton, and that's it. Like, and with who, people will do what they do, and I'll make the adjustments if they need to get adjusted. And right now I know what I've got, and that's what I'm going with. And if it has to change, we'll be ready for it. I don't have an A, B, C, D, E, F lineup.
One more. What about the Oilers? What do you see in the
matchup? Well, you know what? Like I said, they have some dynamic young players. They got some guys that can skate, and they can really come at you. And their young players are speed, skill, and you know they can present some problems. I mean, and they're high offensive guys. You got to be aware of when they're out there, and there's some tactics we're going to have to deal with against that type of skill and speed. And we are aware of that, and we're going to have to make sure that we do some things. I don't particularly care to share that with you because I know that you guys will be tweeting it and whatever you do, you know. And then all they got to do is look at our pre-scout through you guys. So we have a plan, and we'll go from there. We want to win the game, and so do they. Okay, thanks, guys. Have a good day.
There's the head coach of the Winnipeg Jets, Claude Noel, talking about a few things. It's a hard day for players, giving some insight about how much he has input he has as we approach the trade deadline 2 hours and 20 minutes from now, talking about Grant Clitsam, who was claimed on waivers by the Winnipeg Jets. And the focus for tonight for the Jets, not about filling up that lineup card, but being focused on the task in hand, and that would be the Edmonton Oilers who come to town tonight. It is Birchwood Chevrolet Buick GMC game day, getting set for the Jets and the Oilers tonight. 7:30, the puck drop. You'll hear that game here on the home of the Jets, TSN 1290.